Which came first, the books or the TV series? In the case of Wyoming Sheriff Walt Longmire, it was definitely the books. Author Craig Johnson wrote the first Longmire mystery, The Cold Dish, in 2004. Later, the TV network A&E made a series called Longmire that was hugely popular until, according to published reports, horrified TV executive realized that tons of barely alive people, i.e. those over 45, enjoyed the show. Well, not to worry. Longmire is about to become a Netflix series this fall. In the meantime, Johnson has given us another actual printed book to enjoy. The action in Dry Bones, the 13th book in this series, begins when a rare, almost complete T-Rex skeleton is found in the Wyoming desert. It's named Jen after the young woman who found it. But then the owner of the land where it was found, Danny Lone Elk, is found dead in a turtle pond. Matters of jurisdiction bring all sorts of unwanted government officials to Walt's town, not to mention the media and other busybodies. And if that weren't enough, Walt's daughter, Katie, suffers a personal loss. All the regulars are here. Walt's undersheriff and girlfriend, Victoria, who has a tediously foul mouth, his best friend and advisor in all things Native American, Henry Standing Bear, and assorted townspeople. The tone of this book veers somewhere between sarcastic and serious, with the emphasis on the lighter side. Now, this works most of the time, but it doesn't give the reader that settled down into it feeling of a more nuanced book. But then again, I don't think Johnson is going for nuance. Plus, he makes Walt very funny, which helps. The story rambles along and includes some truly underdeveloped plot lines. I'd say, if you weren't already familiar with the series, this would not be the one to start with. But if you're over 45, you can look forward to the TV shows in the fall.